released their tax, what they call them, their tax package, I suppose you could say, to help assist the families that are squeezed in the middle. Well, hey, that's all very well, but what about the families that are squeezed right at the bottom? They're not only squeezed, they've got the boot firmly on their neck. So anyway, I'm going to talk to Rangi McLean right now, because I understand that Rangi's got a very definite view concerning what the National Party released today in terms of tax relief for some whānau, but certainly not all whānau. Kia ora, Rangi. Nice to have you with us on Radio Wātea this evening.
Kia ora, Merepeka. Nice to hear you talking as well.
Thank you, Rangi. Well, Rangi, the National Party have kept everybody waiting. You know, they said they're looking after the whānau that have been the middle, that have been the families that have been squeezed in the middle. They keep saying that squeezed in the middle. They don't talk about the ones that are down on the, you know, really down on the lower rungs. But what did you think of their? Did you think about their tax relief package?
Definitely. But first off, I want to share, it seems that the National Party of today have forgotten their whakapapa. And I go right back to when Te Apirana Nata was in Parliament. He was a National supporter at that time. And he did a lot of work with the Puia around looking after our interest in our Māori land and farms in that back at, mainly in the Waiariki and the Waikato areas.
That's right.
I went back as far as that, and then I come to the time when the Māori Party was established, actually, when Tariana and Pete were leading our Māori Party at that time, and we had a partnership with National, with John Key and him. And through the work that Tariana and Pete were able to do, we were able to get a lot of benefit for our kaupapa Māori's kaupapa. So it seems that this National Party has forgotten that part of their whakapapa. And in terms of what they're saying about squeezing the middle New Zealand, you know, we have a responsibility to look after the whole of New Zealand. So in a Māori worldview, that's how we would roll things out. It takes a whole village to look after and nurture a child. So that's the concept that we as Māori adhere to and work with. So listening to Luxon today saying that they're just looking after that sector of our community doesn't sit well with me because of the fact that the way that I was brought up and the way that and the worldview that I have in terms of looking after our people and our community, I always refer back to some of our tonikura and our whakatauaki. And I'm reminded of our current king, Tuaitia, or the Tuapitu, his tonikura, which says, Amohiake toro tiwika puta ki te pai iau. And translated, that means the health and well-being of our people is paramount. He didn't say that the health and well-being of our middle class people is paramount. He just blankets the whole statement over all our people, whoever they may be. So, those are my views, Merepeka.
Well, I think, you know, it's very true what you say. It is the health and well-being of all our whānau that are important, not just some whānau, but all whānau. And and you know, the working families, yes, they're doing it tough. But you and I know, Rangi, that many of our whānau were doing it tough prior to the this dramatic increase in the cost of living, even prior to COVID. You know, they've been doing it tough for a long time. They've had no headroom to be able to look up and out and smell the roses. That's just not even in their you know, in their line of sight to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and one thing that I'm convinced of is if National and ACT get in, we can look forward to a very hard road ahead of us. So much so that I would predict, given that I'm a descendant of a prophet, that Māoridom would rise again, much in the same way as we rose around the foreshore. Kaupapa that government tried to implement.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that the same thing can happen if ACT and National hold their view around getting rid of our Māori Kaupapa, like the Māori House Authority and all the other Pacific Island Kaupapa as well. Mm. So, yeah. I believe that they could be in trouble in the long run.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right, because, and I do believe, I think you're right. I think if there was to be, and heaven forbid, a coalition government made up of National and ACT, and they, because what they're saying now is particularly they've been targeted. Anything that they believe could be advantageous to Māori, they want to do away with those sort of, you know, any policies or delivery of services that are targeted at Māori, so that they can make a difference and, you know, try to ensure that Māori will have equal access to, you know, good jobs and education and get out of the justice system, all of that sort of thing. I believe you're right. I should ACT and the National form a government and say we're going to stick it to Māori. I think there will be an uprising like we've never seen before.
Definitely. Yeah,
and you know, Rangi, because Rangi,
and we'll be supported by our Pacific Island partner as well.
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that because, you know, our young children, they have been through Kura Kaupapa, they have been through the Kura, the Wānanga, we've got Whakaata Māori, we've got our iwi radio stations, you know, we've got, you know, and now an independent health authority, and all those have been hard won, and they're initiatives that have come from the bottom up, because it's had the support of our whānau. And whānau order is one of those. And it's been successful. Yeah. And so everything.
And it has, definitely has, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and millions of dollars.
I was able to talk with JT yesterday around our Māori Party policy of establishing the Māori Education Authority, along the same lines as the Māori Health Authority. And that's something that would put the jeevas up, National and ACT as well. And so what? I say, so what?
Yeah, well, you know, wait until those of us who are working decide that we're not going to pay our tax into a government department. We'll pay it elsewhere where we know we'll get the benefits from it.
Definitely.
You know, they've got to think about that, and we've got an ever bigger aging population. And they're going to be relying on the taxpayer. They're going to be relying on us as the younger ones in the population, Māori and Pacifica, who will be looking after them and doing all of that sort of work. And I'll tell you something, don't think that they're going to treat Māori and Pacifica like the poor relation like they did in the 60s and the 70s. That's just not going to cut it any longer.
It's not going to cut it any longer, yeah. Yep.
And tell me...
some good young guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And tell me, Rangi, with all your other mahi, how's all your other mahi at present?
Oh, good, good. You know, I'm keeping on top of all the other boards that I'm on, and ensuring that we're benefiting our our communities, our people, and everyone, actually. You know, the pub charity, National Pub Charity Board that I'm on looks after everyone. The Salvation Army looks after everyone. Salvation Army actually have a long history with Māoridom as well. I'm enjoying my mahi with the National Salvation Army Board. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And you're still on your community board, aren't you?
Yeah, at Manurewa Community Board. I'm still here at in the Manurewa Community Board. And Mooma as well.
Yes, you are. Oh, well, you'd have every month you'd look at your diary and you think, oh, I've got a few spaces, yeah. free, but they fill up quickly, don't they?
They do. They certainly do.
Oh, well, Rangi, we've got about another 7 weeks to go, and then we will find out how Te Pāti Māori goes. And I think quietly, I'm thinking we're going to be very successful.
Yeah, definitely. It's on the cards. Definitely.
Yeah, that's right. It's on the cards, and that's true. Look, Rangi, thank you so much for spending time with us this evening on Radio Awatea. Always good to talk with you.